This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is today in this economy, as one might assume it would be given the housing crash of a decade ago, somewhat more difficult to get a mortgage than it used to be. But a lot of people, being people, still want to buy houses. So what do? Well, you think rent to own. As part of our project on the 10 years since the financial crisis, which we call Divided Decade, Marketplace Sammy Scott looks at rent to own, helping to stabilize a Cleveland neighborhood one house at a time.
Driving around Slavic Village in Cleveland, you can still see the scars of the foreclosure crisis. Vacant houses with sagging porches and broken windows, empty lots where homes once stood, and a still thriving demolition business. Tony Brancatelli represents Slavic Village on the Cleveland City Council. He says the neighborhood, named for its historic population of Central European immigrants, became a target for subprime and predatory loans in the 1990s and 2000s. And when those loans went bad...
The zip code 44105 in 2007 had the highest foreclosure rate in the entire United States. We were losing about two houses a day to foreclosure.
Today, there's another site popping up, brand new houses with white trim and wood porches, all built by the nonprofit developer CHN Housing Partners. I find Charles Collier listening to music on his front porch, enjoying a breezy afternoon. He and his wife moved in earlier this year.
Well, my wife always wanted a brand new house, so here it is.
The couple rent the three-bedroom house from CHN for $640 a month. That's low for the area. After 15 years, they'll have an option to buy it.
You know, you got 15 years to have the house to get it to kind of the way you want it, make sure everything's good. So, yeah, as long as the Lord let me stay, I'm going to be right here.
Collier's is one of nine CHN houses on a block once dotted with abandoned homes. In all, 37 are planned for the compact neighborhood. Councilman Brancatelli says that can make a big difference.
It brings people to a neighborhood, sending their kids to local schools, spending at the local restaurants, and being part of the community.
CHN is working with cities like Detroit and Baltimore on similar programs. Formerly called Cleveland Housing Network, the group has been around since 1981. Assistant Director Kate Monter-Durbin says back then, as now, banks weren't lending to people with low incomes.
So we were really created to try to figure out how can home ownership be successful and affordable for low-income families.
Then in 1987, Congress launched the Low-Income Housing Tax Credit to encourage developers to build affordable rental housing. So CHN started a lease purchase program. Properties built or rehabbed using the credit have to remain rental housing for 15 years. In year 16, CHN offers renters the option to buy at well below market rates. And buyers get up to $10,000 knocked off the price for the rent they've paid.
What's really different about our model is that we're able to sell the homes at a very low amount.
Around $25,000 or less. The median sale price in the Slavic Village area on Realtor.com is about $43,000. To be eligible, applicants have to earn enough to afford the rent but still qualify as low income. Along the way, CHN offers financial counseling to help people improve their credit scores, settle old debts, and start saving. When it's time to buy, they should be in good shape to apply for a traditional mortgage or get a loan from CHN. Karina Clay and Curtis Wright are just months away from paying off their loan. At ages 38 and 45, they'll own this house in Slavic Village outright.
And it's a nice property. You know, it's a four-bedroom.
Four bedrooms, two four-baths.
Two four-baths.
Finished basement.
Finished basement.
And a quarter of an acre backyard.
When they moved in 5 years ago, Clay says the house had only a few years left of the required 15-year rental period.
Then by the time it was up for sale, we was able to buy it. I knew I had longevity on my job. I had decent credit, and we just started from there.
She's a security supervisor at a casino. Wright does maintenance for the city. The house is on a dead-end street surrounded by woods. There's a trampoline out back for their six kids. Wright says it's a big step up from the public housing project they left behind, where he constantly worried about his kids' safety.
I'm going to say I was stressed out down there. I had to get on anxiety pills.
And now?
Oh, tip-top shape. Can't tell? Love it.
Happiest he ever been.
Love it, man. I can't believe it.
Over 30 years, 85 to 90% of CHN's renters have become homeowners, more than 1,100 families so far. In Cleveland, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.